Bigfoot. Yeti. This is a podcast about Bigfoot. Strap in, grab a coffee, get ready for a good podcast about Yetis. What's up, everybody? This is Conscience. Welcome to my channel. We got James here. What's up, James?
How's it going, Wilkie?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Nice to be here.
Maitland, what's going on?
What's up, fellas?
So Maitland's prepared a podcast about Yetis. So we're gonna this is a podcast about Bigfoot.
We're going live.
You like my add-ins to the intro music?
Yeah,
I picked right on the beat.
That's amazing. So guys, remember, as soon as this starts, unmute your mics. Let's go and begin with what started it all. All right. This is known as the Patterson-Gimlin footage.
Okay. Bluff Creek, California, 1967.
Yeah, my stuff didn't even mute, so just maybe leave it. Perfect.
The Patterson film.
Normal speed, not stabilized. This is jumpy.
Okay.
Okay, so just wait till it slows down, though. Okay, so this is...
I think I've seen this before. Hard to see anything. I'll need to stabilize the film. Okay, buddy, thanks.
So I did.
Check out this, though.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
So short, though.
I've seen guys at the beach with a hairier back than that.
That's definitely, if it's a human, it's a giant human.
yeah, that's a hairy ass too.
Here's a little slower, still smoothed and zoomed. That's intense, man. That's pretty good.
That's pretty crazy. You got my attention anyway.
Super slow, stable, and smooth. And blurry as fuck. Okay.
Man, well, that is, yeah.
I mean, okay, so
this is like the most classic Bigfoot footage, though, man.
What year is this from? 1967, it said?
Oh, man, I just looked that up. One sec.
I think it said 1967.
Yeah, 67. Nice.
So is it Bigfoot? I don't know. That looked like Bigfoot to me.
Thanks for watching.
Yeah, this guy really narrates you through this. I like it.
Channel more effective for the YouTube viewers than the podcast viewers, for sure.
Yeah. If you're listening on the podcast, go to Conscience on YouTube and subscribe, and you'll get these podcasts on the regular. So what do you guys think? Was that Bigfoot or what? Not enough? I need to see more?
You need to see more, man? Do you want to see... Okay, so let's go to...
You got some underground stuff, too?
What do you mean underground stuff?
You got some underground footage?
Yeah, I got an inside source, man.
You got someone with a camera rolling the wood?
Bigfoot is real. According to a group of researchers, they call themselves the Sasquatch Genome Project, and they released what they say is proof, several never-before-seen short video clips of the legendary and very shy creature. The group spent 5 years and $500,000 coming to this conclusion.
That just looked like a giant ape.
Will, do you got headphones in?
Do I have headphones?
Yeah.
No.
Because Maya, were you hearing that twice?
No, I couldn't see it. Was that a video or was this just audit, like someone talking?
You guys
I saw a video.
Wilk, do you have headphones handy? Because we're picking you up on the recording twice, which is weird because it didn't do that for the first video.
I'm not picking him up twice. I hear him once, but I didn't see the video of the second one. First one I saw.
All right, buddy. We'll try this again in one sec.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, Wilk looks ready to go. Here we go.
Okay.
Mario, are you okay?
Yeah, I can see that now.
I can't see anything. I don't know.
You can't see the screen, Wilkie?
Oh, yeah, I can.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
I can't
see
Bigfoot.
I thought you meant that the video wasn't working, man.
No, no. I don't see any Bigfoot.
Okay.
So funny.
Yeah.
I just see some trees at this point, man.
Yeah. So there's no Bigfoot yet? You guys don't see Bigfoot?
I don't see Bigfoot. Is he going to jump out at us?
Here we go.
Where is he?
Watch as he steps around the corner, man.
This is kind of unnecessary footage.
This is near you, man. This is near you, Wilkie.
Where is it? Oregon or something? Washington?
So, guys, keep watching because it hasn't got to the part yet.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, I'm trying to look at the info on it.
It does kind of look like there's like an outline of a body.
Yeah,
there.
I was just going to say, you can see the outline of his head, no?
Yeah, you can. And his arm.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah,
Banff.
Banff, Alberta.
Yeah.
Banff, wow. Wilkie, look out, man.
I know, shit, man. I live right in the woods. I bet you I got a Bigfoot living like within a couple hundred meters from me.
I got a BC one. Oh, that's it. So that's inconclusive.
Yeah, that looks bullshit. I call bullshit on that one.
Subpar. Okay, me too.
First video
too.
Was better.
Okay, let's rate them. Let's rate them out of 10.
Okay, so the first one's like got to be a 9.
You got to give that a high one because that's
because it's 1967. Classic. Like costumes like that didn't exist, and he has a different gait than humans. You know what I mean?
Different. Yeah, definitely. Had a hairy back, that's for sure.
Yeah, very hairy back. Hairier than mine, which is surprising.
Yeah.
Looking into the videos on analysis of that, everyone's talking about like the way that he walks and the fur.
Really, eh?
You guys hit it,
right? We might have to watch that first one again later.
Yeah. So let's watch this. Good call, James. Check this out, buddy.
A half century ago, two former rodeo men went into the woods with a 16mm camera.
That's working for you guys?
Stumbled on.
Yep.
Boys.
Bigfoot. When
it's like
she's walking across
the
sandbar and spreads her arms out and looks at the camera, frame 352, that's become the Bigfoot icon for our culture. The sighting of Patty, as she would later be known, at Bluff Creek in California is one of the most famous reels in film history.
That's pretty close
before
to me, too,
Patterson-Gimlin
that's pretty what?
Named
that's pretty close to me, too.
The Sasquatch was a local Northwest legend. After Bigfoot became an international celebrity. But look at this clip from the 2017
Harry and the
movie
you guys
War
remember
for
that,
the
man?
Planet
oh, yeah.
of the Apes.
It was great.
I mean,
definitely.
It's obvious now with the leaps in film and costume technology that this is just someone in an ape suit, right?
Lie
the guy even passed a lie detector test on national TV, claiming he wore the suit.
Oh, look at this guy.
Shown in the Bob Hormonis.
Patterson looks like Haas.
2005
but the film
TV footage
continues to fascinate people.
How confident are you this film's real?
At this point, I'm as confident as I can be, short of having stood on the sandbar with Roger and Bob and witnessed it myself.
That's Jeff Meldrum, a professor of anatomy and anthropology at Idaho State. He's known for being one of the few academics to openly study Sasquatch.
Okay.
For Bigfooters around the world, the Patterson-Gimlin film is not only real, it's one of the strongest pieces of evidence of the existence of an undiscovered giant walking ape on the planet. Still, 50 years later, the film is yet to be officially debunked. So, how is this not a person wearing an ape suit?
It's all so easy to say, oh, that's obviously a man in a fur suit, until you see it up against a man in a fur suit.
He points to the
Planet let's see the comparison. Let's see
that
comparison.
It came out around the same time
as
the film and won an Oscar for the makeup. He specifically calls up a scene in the sauna in the 1970 sequel Beneath the Planet of the Apes.
They look like big Harry Pillsbury doughboys.
Jeff Meldrum compares it to the Patterson-Gimlin film, which he shows to his anatomy
specialist.
That's
crazy.
That is
also including
comparison.
Some stabilized
Planet of the Apes
footage
too.
From a Reddit user that helps illustrate
man.
Jeff's point.
And say, all right, I want you to point out as many landmarks of surface anatomy and muscle masses that you can identify. And they started the head, and they could see the trapezius, they could see the deltoid, they could see the lateral and long heads of the triceps. You can see the erector spinae down the back. You can see the shoulder.
Oh, that graphic is crazy.
Yeah, you just go on and on from top it's to crazy. Bottom. You can pick out all these features.
Really neat. Really neat.
None of which ever show up in a cheap off-the-shelf costume.
Costume manufacturer Philip Morris claimed just that in this video. He gave talks about how he sold Patterson the suit worn in the film.
So as he's walking, he turns his way.
But the most relevant proof of Bigfoot's existence for some serious researchers isn't easily captured on film. It's what the Sasquatch leaves behind.
Oh, yeah.
Clint Berrickman has one of the largest collections of Sasquatch footprints in the world. You might recognize Cliff as the co-host of Animal Planet's Finding Bigfoot. He's seen a lot of fake prints, but says the Patterson-Gimlin ones aren't so easily dismissed.
The trailing leg of the creature also shows the flexibility in the mid part of the foot. There are a few frames there where we see Patty take her heel off the ground, but yet keep the entire forefoot in touch with the ground.
Along with the footage of Patty, there's a clear track of footprints.
One of them showed a very distinctive pressure ridge.
Yeah.
A push-off that comes about as a result of the very flexible midfoot.
This distinct characteristic is a smoking gun for Jeff. He's seen that pressure ridge in foot samples across decades and continents. But both Jeff and Cliff admit that until there's a body, then the film and all the research will be up for debate. Mm-hmm. If it's a guy in a suit, the Patterson-Gimlin film is one of the great hoaxes of all time. If it's not, the film would completely upend everything we understand about apes and evolution. Either way, the Patterson-Gimlin film turned a Northwest local legend into a global icon. And it's
I think that's where the word Bigfoot comes from.
There's some things in the
I'm
world
not sure about that.
We can never know for sure.
Hey, I'm John. I made the video. If you want to see more like it, go to opb.org/video or like us on Facebook. Thanks for watching.
John, you are legit. That was a whole bunch of legitimate people saying things that sound legitimately crazy.
Will, do you feel like reading at all?
Do I feel what?
Like reading at all?
Sure.
All right, so let's read a little bit about this Patterson-Gimlin film.
Okay, Patterson-Gimlin film, also known as the Patterson film or the PGF, is an American short motion picture of an unidentified subject, which the filmmakers have said was a Bigfoot. The footage was shot in 1967 in Northern California and has since been subjected to many attempts to authenticate or debunk it. The footage was filmed alongside Bluff Creek, a tributary of the Klamath River, about 25 logging road miles northwest of Orleans, California, in Del Norte County. The film site is roughly 38 miles south of Oregon. That's really close to me, man. In 18 miles east of the Pacific Ocean. That's right in my neighborhood. We're like living in the same type of climate. For decades,
man, I'm about to bring up some stuff about BC in a sec after this, man.
That's amazing.
I don't think Wilkie's going to sleep tonight, man.
No, man. I'm not going out in the woods anymore. That's for sure. But who knows?
Will, can you read it at this time?
Maybe it'd be like a weird, hairy party animal friend. It'd be great.
Hey, he might be happy.
Yeah, he might be.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Where was I?
Probably a little
for decades.
For decades, the exact location of the site was lost, primarily because of regrowth and foliage in the streamed river of the flood in 1964. It was rediscovered in 2011. It was just south of the north running segment of the creek, informally known as the Bowling Alley. The filmmakers were Roger Patterson, February 14th. He died in 72, and Robert Bob died of cancer in 72. They both died in 72. And maintained right to the end of that, the creature on film was real. They maintained it their whole life.
Oh, wait, man. Was that guy that we were kind of laughing at before, is that the Bob Gimlin guy?
I don't know.
I kind of forget.
No, I'm not sure.
There was like the guy that said that it was himself in a suit.
Oh, yeah.
It was just the same.
Didn't they talk about someone who said he sold the suit to somebody?
Yeah. That's what I'm wondering, if it's this guy.
Okay.
I'll look that up at the next video.
Patterson's friend Gimlin has always denied being involved in any part of a hoax with Patterson. Gimlin.
Okay, so never mind. I guess I'm wrong then. Next sentence discredits that.
Yep, Gimlin. That's good. You're right on path with how the direction of the. discussing the subject from at least the early 1970s until about 2005, except for three appearances, and he began giving interviews and appearing at Bigfoot conferences. Imagine a Bigfoot conference.
How fun would that be, man? We should do that. Like? I've never obviously been to one, but that'd be amazing, man. It'd be fun if you could just go and have fun, right? If you just treated it as like people talking about interesting stuff. It's like a hobby, right?
Yeah. Entertainment, right?
I bet you if one happens, it's probably in my neck of the woods. You guys could plan a visit for a Bigfoot seminar, like Seattle or something. I could see Seattle having something like that.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Or BC, or like Vancouver or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Victoria, the island maybe. Do you think Big Feet can swim? Do you say Big Feet? Is that what you say?
Well, he has two, right? So
Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Big Feet. No, I think, that's Big a feet. Good question.
Let's call him Big Feet. Let's call him Big Feet.
Yeah, man. Okay, so, Wilk, do you want to keep going on this guy?
Yep. The film is 23.85 feet long, preceded by 76.15 feet of horseback footage, has 954 frames and runs for 59.5 seconds at 16 frames per second. That's pretty exact. If the film was shot at 18 FPS, as Grover Krantz believed, you're missing a line there. There you go. The event lasted 53 seconds. The date was October 20th, 1967, according to the filmmakers, although some critics believe it was shot earlier.
I wonder why they would think it was shot earlier. Like, what would it be because of the style of camera or something? Or
yeah, maybe. I don't know. It seems like in those days when technology was pretty primitive compared to now, it seems like the older that you get, the worse it's going to be by like substantially, right?
Yeah.
So if it's older, that even kind of gives it more credibility.
Gotcha.
So let's finish the background of this scenario and then jump to some more modern examples, man.
Patterson said he became interested in Bigfoot after reading an article about the creature by Ivan T. Sanderson in True Magazine in December 1959. In 1961, Sanderson published his encyclopedic Abominable Snowman. Legend Come to Life, a worldwide survey of accounts of Bigfoot-type creatures, including recent track finds, etc., in the Bluff Creek area, which heightened his interest. Hey, man.
Sorry, man, but I remember as a kid hearing the word abominable snow.
Yeah, me too.
Definitely, man.
I didn't even notice there was anything wrong with what you were saying, man. So keep going.
I said abominable.
Abominable.
Yeah. I knew what you meant, man. But what I mean is, like, remember, like, well, it was in like, I just know this because of Evie, but it was in Rudolph, I think, right? There was like the snow monster Yeti. Yes. So like that idea has been in a lot of media and culture.
Where's Rudolph from? Do you know what your Rudolph is from?
I don't know, but that's like that's got to be one of the earlier cartoons.
Yeah.
If you want to just read for a bit more, buddy, I can look up the Rudolph question.
Sure. Yeah. You just got to give me some more things to read to finish.
Oh, you had Okay, so what did the guy write?
Okay, this is his actual writings. Marion Place wrote, in 1962, he visited Bluff Creek and talked with a whole host of Bigfoot believers in 1964. That's what we got to find in Oregon or something. He returned and met a timber cruiser named Pat Graves, who drove him to Laird Meadows. There, Patterson saw fresh tracks. For him, an almost unbearably exciting, spine-chilling experience. What a tremendous feat it would be. What a scientific breakthrough. If he could obtain unshakable evidence that these tracks were not the work of a prankster, but the actual mark of hitherto unknown creature. Big feet.
Sorry, man. I'm wasting attention trying to find when Rudolph was made. 1939 is when the book came out. So I don't know when the cartoon is. Okay, so yeah, man. So you're at
Unshakable
of a Creature. We'll finish this quote. If he succeeded,
he would be famous and rich. Alas, fame and fortune were not gained that year, nor the next. Patterson invested thousands of hours and dollars combing Bigfoot and Sasquatch territory.
1964, the cartoon came out.
1964? 64.
Guys, we got to pause for a second. You got to think about it. You got to think about it, though. If you saw Bigfoot and no one believed you, that would make you go crazy, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Like, all jokes aside, if you actually did with any of these things, right. Imagine if you saw like a creature that no one else believed you existed. No one else believed you that you saw it.
Right.
You knew you saw it.
Yeah, that'd be pretty isolating. It's probably enough to drive someone insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, Rich, last fame, fortune, where was I here? He fought constant ridicule and a shortage of funds. He founded the Northwest Research Foundation. Through it, he solicited funds. The response was encouraging and enabled him to lead several expeditions.
Solicited funds, eh?
Yeah.
So that means rich people.
Say, so you want to give me some money to go look for Bigfoot over here?
It's like, man, you're just going camping with this money. It's like, yeah. It's like goal-oriented camping.
The response was encouraging and enabled him to lead several expeditions. In 1966, he published a paperback book at his own expense. He added the income from its sales and his lectures to the search fund. As each wilderness jaunt failed to see or capture the monster, one by one, the thrill seekers dropped out, but Patterson never gave up. Does Patterson have any footage himself?
Search fund.
What do you mean, any footage?
Film.
That was just that one that we already saw that slowed down was Patterson.
That was him.
That was
the 1967 one. That's
actually called Patterson footage.
So this guy lived this. If he was lying,
he saw it, and then he lived the. If he's lying,
he lived the life of a lie. He lived his whole life lying.
Yeah.
And not only lying, but dedicating his life to the lie.
Mm.
That's pretty unreasonable.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Insane.
That's a significant point, man.
Yeah.
It's not like this guy. Yeah, he put his entire life on it for sure.
And that leads you to believe that he really believed what he saw.
Think about that. Imagine checking out that book. Imagine if we found that on the internet. Dude, he wrote a book called Do Abominable. No, I can't say the word, man. Abominable Snowmen of America Really Exist.
Okay.
That'd be an interesting book, man. What he thought about that in 1966. He's basically talking about Bigfoot, right?
Yeah.
It's like Bigfoot, an abominable snowman, Yeti, skunk ape.
Skunk ape. I've never heard skunk ape.
Man, we should
the research before doing this podcast, right?
Wow. Yeah. A mink. There's a Chinese word for it too.
A what word for it?
Chinese, that's like M-E-N-G.
Mink.
So here, Wook, I'm gonna actually stop sharing this for a sec.
Okay.
And let's go to this, buddy.
Got a video?
No, let's just go straight to – let's just do a little intro on Bigfoot in general.
Okay.
Then I got to transition into some more modern – I got like something that happened at Yellowstone, and then I got something that happened near your neck of the woods.
Okay.
All right, buddy. So Bigfoot. Oh, Sasquatch. I didn't even say Sasquatch with the names
before. Oh, yeah, Sasquatch. Okay. In North America folklore – Bigfoot or Sasquatch is a hairy, upright, walking, ape-like creature who reportedly dwells in the wilderness and leaves behind footprints. Strongly associated with the Pacific Northwest, which is exactly where I live, particularly Oregon and Washington, which are my neighbors, and British Columbia. Individuals claim to see the creature across North America. Over the years, the creature has inspired numerous commercial ventures and hoaxes.
Harry and the Hendersons, great one.
What did Harry and the Hendersons start? 75, probably, I bet. Harry and the Hendersons probably started in 75. Maybe 80.
No, yeah. Man. It's going to be
more. This is why we need Harrington.
Like 90s. Harry and Harrington
doing our searches for us.
Yeah, we're doing all these
we need young Jamie.
87. Playing the young Jamie role just on the other side here, man. Harrington, if you see this, man, when you see this, you can be off camera or on camera. You can just sit on the other side of the table, or you can wire in or whatever.
Forever.
Okay.
Folklorists trace the figure of Bigfoot to a combination of factors and sources, including folklore surrounding the European wild man figure.
Wild man, that's another name for it? Yep, that's the European, surrounding the European wild man figure.
Okay.
So that's like... And then, sorry, you're on folk beliefs also.
Folk belief among Native Americans and loggers and a cultural increase in environmental concerns.
Yeah, and you think for a second it'd be weird that it'd be loggers that would have reports of it until you think that they'd be the ones that would be super deep in the woods, right?
For sure, man. My whole town, the entire town, this is a logging community, right? Everyone's loggers except for me. A majority of mainstream scientists have historically discounted the existence of Bigfoot, considering it to be a combination of folklore, misidentification, and hoax rather than a living animal.
So now I'm sure like a lot of these things, some of it is that, right? So like some of the sightings are probably for sure a bear or something. But
yeah, the question, I've seen bears walking on their back feet, you know, like for a substantial amount of time too, like, you know, 20 steps, 30 steps walking on their back feet. But yeah, that doesn't, but think about it. We're talking about a guy who dedicated his whole life to a lie about seeing a man in a costume.
Well, and a lot of the people, if you, cause I've loved the top, like Bigfoot's one of those things that I can like understand that it's probably not, but I would love so much if it is, like, I'm still hanging on to that. Like ever since I was a kid, it's like, I've always loved the topic of Bigfoot, and it's like, the kid in me wants so bad for it to be real. And yeah. I think like one of the things that I've always noticed is most of the people that talk about this are like hunters and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So like if anyone's going to be able to tell the difference between different types of animals,
it's a hunter, a seasoned hunter. Yeah,
exactly, buddy.
Especially bears, you know, because bears are everywhere. I see bears every day.
Hey, that picture up on the screen right now, is that a giant penis? Like, what is that?
Yeah, that looks like a giant penis.
Okay, cool. All right, just wondering. Just wondering.
Carving at the Crystal Creek Reserve.
Huh. It's very. Wow. It's, what's it's
that
very.
Looks like a wild,
That looks way too human.
I was just gonna say that looks like a wild man. As the
kind of looks like Jesus. Doesn't it kind of look like Jesus?
Beard.
Yeah, it could be. A little hairier. Yeah.
Penis Jesus. It has a good ring to it.
Okay, so let's segment away from that. We'll keep going on.
Description. People claim to have seen Bigfoot, describing it as a large, hairy, muscular, bipedal, ape-like creature, roughly 6'9", covered in hair, described as black, dark brown, or dark reddish. The enormous footprints for which the creature is named are claimed to be as large as 24 inches, that's 60 centimeters, or 8 inches wide, 20 centimeters. The 20 centimeter wide foot.
24 inches though.
That's crazy. 2 feet long foot. It's longer than your shin.
I wanted to keep in mind throughout this podcast, just to have fun. Like, just, it's so fun to think, just imagine what if, right? Like that should be the, it's like, we're not trying to prove anything to anyone. We're just looking at some fun videos and having fun with this. And it's like, what if, and it's like, I remember talking to my dad and brother when we were, and my mom too, I think, when we were driving from through like kind of the mountains from, I think, Banff area to like Vancouver, whatever, when I was like way younger. And I remember my dad making some comment, like, because I always talked about Bigfoot, and he's like, there's, you know, if there ever was a Bigfoot, it would be here, because you're just driving in trees forever. Mm-hmm. It's like, you would, anyways, you know,
he can hide out there. He could hide out there pretty easy.
Oh, for sure, man. There's so much there.
Like, who knows?
You're talking about the drive from Banff to Golden in the Rockies. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the Rockies and driving through the Rockies from, like, you know, Golden to Salmon Arm, from Salmon Arm to Kelowna. It's like the best drive ever, man. It really is the best. It's a fantastic drive. And if Bigfoot lives there, I don't know, man. That's a good place for him to live. That's for sure. 100%. Where were we here? Some footprints cast have also contained claw marks, making it likely that they came from known animals such as bears, which have 5 toes and claws.
Yeah, like, okay, so pause for a sec, guys. We'd have to say the most likely animals being, if it's being misidentified as the wrong thing, it would have to be as a bear, right?
It would have to be a bear. And you know what, man? There's so many bears.
There's no
apes.
Not a North American ape.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
It's not a what? What'd you say?
A North American ape.
Well, maybe. That's the question, right? There's not supposed to be apes in North America. And that's the thing, is like, that would be, if it is there, the most likely thing is that it's like some kind of ape, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some kind of primate for sure.
So if it is, that the fact that there's an unidentified large primate in North America.
It must be And keep in mind, too, guys, if this thing does exist, it's probably pretty damn intelligent, too.
Can you say that, man, we're getting older. You know, the fact that we're sitting around on a Saturday doing a podcast on Bigfoot is so cool. This is fun as hell, man. Yeah. Sorry, man. I broke your point there. What were you saying?
What was I saying?
Something about just the overall relevancy of it. Let's just keep going with the history, man. A little bit more, and then we'll do then I'll go do a few more videos. Then we'll look at what happened at Yellowstone.
Okay. So what are we reading? I can't see anything yet.
I keep it open. I forget you guys.
Do you want me to read your lips, or
I want you to read my mind, Wookie?
Yeah, read your mind. Okay, read your mind. According to David Dagling,
you got
the legends existed before there was Dagling name for the creature. They differed in their details, but regionally and between families in the same community. Ecologist Robert Pyle argues that most cultures have accounts of human-like giants in their folk history, expressing a need for some larger-than-life creature. Each language had its own name for the creature featured in local version of such legends. Many names meant something along the lines of wild man or hairy man. Other names described common actions that it was said to perform, such as eating clams or shaking trees. Chief Michelle of the Naxxpramax of Lytton, British Columbia, told such a story to Charles Hill Tout in 1898. He named the creature by a Salashin variant, meaning the benign-faced one.
Like flat. I don't know what that means, like emotionless. I think that means like emotionless.
Benign.
So, Wilk, where would this be in location to you? Linton, BC. Do you have any idea?
I don't know. I'll check right now.
The Thompson and Fraser Rivers.
Lytton. It's a village in British Columbia.
Like Y-T-T-O-N.
Lytton is located in British Columbia, Canada, at the convergence of the mighty Fraser River and the largest tributary, Thompson River. I'll just look at the map here.
So it's been inhabited by the, sorry if I say this wrong, but Nalakapemuco people for over 10,000 years. Wow, that's intense.
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep going here because I think this is really interesting, right? Because this is the Native American – I mean, sorry, Native Canadian. This is the Canadian legends about this. So let's keep going here.
Members of the Lummi tell tales about Semkiways, the local version of Bigfoot. The stories are similar Semkiways. To each other.
That's our list, guys. Semkiways.
Semkiways. But details differed among various family accounts concerning the creature's diet and activities. Some regional versions tell more threatening creatures. The Stiaya, or Kui, was a nocturnal race. Children were warned against saying the names, lest the monsters hear and come carry off the person, sometimes to be
killed. So now, for a second. Can you can see it says to be killed. So it's saying that the regional versions of the story tell a threatening story of the creature, where they're a nocturnal nighttime race where children are warned against saying their name, lest the monsters hear them and come to carry them off, sometimes to be killed. What the hell?
Oh, I didn't see that part.
It's insane.
So then can you see that volcano part?
Yep.
In
1847, Paul Payne reported stories by the Indians about Skookums, a race of cannibalistic wild men.
Whoa.
Living on the peak of Mount St. Helens in southern Washington State, cannibalistic wildmen.
Washington State would be right below you, right?
Wow.
Washington State's like right below.
So go for this, man.
Skookum is a Chinook jargon, word that is historically used in the Pacific Northwest. It has a range of meanings commonly associated with the English translation of strong or monstrous. And you know what, man? Skookum is slang out here. You hear people saying if they want to say that something's really awesome, they say that's skookum.
Wow, that's
really
big. That's a slang.
So what they're really saying is, man, that's
a slang.
Wow.
Especially Vancouver and South Island.
They don't even know they're shouting.
Yeah, that's Bigfoot. Totally slang.
Really?
Oh, awesome.
So you've heard people say that before.
Yeah, they probably don't.
That's insane. Wow.
You should tell them that. That's great
crazy.
Tons of times, especially down in South Island. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Especially in South Island, like around Victoria on the island, people say skookum everywhere. And I remember I was at work and my boss said, "Oh, that's skookum." I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
So can you like relate that's to like
I've never heard that ever.
Yeah, relate that to like slang from Elmira, Ontario.
I'm just gonna get a bit of like you guys talk
to that.
That's sweet. I'd say that like that's sweet or that hack sick.
Hack a rut or something like that.
Hack a rut.
I don't know.
Go hack a rut.
It's yeah, like, go hack
it's a like
rut.
Skookum. Skookum is like the same as like sweet or mint.
Is that
mint.
Like saying I'm going, that's I'm, what I'm going to see the I'm gonna go see the Sugar Kings play on a Friday night, something like that, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. You'd say, oh, you the know? Sugar Kings, they're mint.
Yeah, they're there mint. We go. Yeah, that's yeah, awesome. Mint.
It basically works as mint.
Crazy. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So you've heard people say that in your area.
Yeah, I've heard people say that. My old boss used to say it. I've heard locals at the restaurants say it. If they're saying like, "Oh, that meat," if they're bringing out like a really awesome meal, right? Yeah, they're like wow. at a restaurant, and they'll say, "Oh, that's skookum. That's skookum. That's the best."
I've never in my life heard that word before. That's crazy. That's cool.
And I had never heard it till I moved out west. So anybody from out west here, do me a favor. And if you're watching this video and if you've made it this far into the video, make sure to comment if you know what skookum means. Give us a comment. Tell us what skookum means. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Skookum. Mains.
That was he's quick. Back.
You got a beer? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Okay. Right on. What's up, buddy?
He didn't give the approved sign though, so like.
Oh yeah, I forgot to do the on both.
No, double hands, double hands.
Or else it's actually a decoy call.
Yeah. You do this? No, nothing.
I mean, that's actually discredits what you just said, and then it's right. It all right, buddy.
We're gonna watch a video.
We're talking baseball signals.
Baseball. Woolwich.
Touch the hack twice means like everything. Cool. But if I start like doing extra civic signals, it discredits.
Can I give a shout out to the greatest baseball coach of all time?
Yeah, so man. Woolwich. Or else what Woolwich. I just said doesn't make sense. Meyer, say what
you all right. Saying. Greatest baseball coach of all time. South Woolwich, Jim Hall. Thank you very much for your passion and your dedication.
But is that Brad Hall's dad?
What we were just talking about.
Definitely is Brad Hall's dad.
Yeah, he used that's to coach my hockey team too.
Best hockey coach too. There you go.
Yeah.
I said it.
Yeah.
Why?
I think your brother played on the team that he coached. John with me.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. The guy like pretty sure he volunteer did. Hours, amazing. Like growing up.
Yeah.
Just countless hours volunteering. Amazing.
Remember
guy.
Brad Hall yeah, always had
to show you some men.
Say it again. Say it again, Wilkie.
Sorry, guys. Pause. I'm going to bring you back to Brad Hall. I like that guy.
Oh, we got a comment here.
It's from one of your guys' blood. 1987 says, "What's up, homie? Read me some poetry." So we're going to take a quick break just for Wilkie to quick. Do you got your book handy?
Yeah.
You do one right on the spot.
1,000 poems available worldwide. I'll read you a poem.
Awesome. That's amazing.
This one's called "You Are My Marilyn Monroe." She is my Marilyn Monroe. So tight, style. Out from head to toe. Without her, I would just be dangling, wrangling remnants of shattered souls. Come back to me this time and stay. I promise this time I will change. You deserve so much better than I could ever give you, but I guarantee my love. And this one's called "You're a Disease." I don't understand you, and I can't fucking stand you. Everything you do boils my blood. Your presence makes me shake. When you're not around me, you still haunt me residually. You're like a bad disease, worsening with age. So thanks, Blood 1987. What's so up, Paul we'll Joseph?
Yeah, go for it, man.
Paulo Joseph, A. San Antonio.
Wow. 210 saying, what's up from Texas?
That's amazing, man.
Do another poem for this guy, just a random one.
Yeah, man.
Okay. I think he must subscribe to me.
No, these are
this one's called "Join My Cult." Come follow me. You've been neglected, forgotten. Families called you rotten and useless. You're ruthless with bruises. You deserve your own cruise ships. Society, I'll set you free. When I look into your eyes, I'll fix your poor minds. I'll recover your lives. I'll make you all my wives. Yes, me. Focus on me. We'll derive our demise if we fail the reprise. Don't we do what we need to survive or else we'll die. But as one family, So won't you come follow me? Want me to read one more?
Yeah, do it, man.
Before you do, Meyer, is that a natural cricket sound in your background?
Yeah, you know, I just killed one before the show started, and I can hear a few more.
You know what? I actually heard crickets earlier, and I didn't know what was going on.
Listen, I'm deep in the bush here, so
yeah, man.
There's a lot of crickets, and I've got bear in my backyard. You know,
you just wrestled.
I was raised by wolves in the bush, so
raised in the woods, trained by a bear.
There we go.
Wilk, one more, and then we're gonna go into some strange noises, Sasquatch related, from your area of BC. Go ahead, buddy. One more.
This one's called Grailish Holy. Unearthing the people's holy grail. Knights Templar simply doesn't fail. Freemason's data is so not for sale. Only sold once in our new history. The day Jesus failed. Wars ended quickly. Followers sighed. Crimes by evil machine hearts are disguised. Mysterious at large, evolving in our eyes. Shrouded in folklore, grail edited, resized. Men only club for some fun for secret guys. Bleached in our demise. Tiered advancement, secrecy. Seen while sitting blind. Grailish Holy. That's good. We got
mute, unmute.
There we go.
Oh shoot! Sorry guys. I meant to do this.
A community off.
That's
northern
that one that
Vancouver
sucks again.
Island is at the center of an eerie.
This is Vancouver
mystery.
Island, man.
People in Alert Bay say they've been hearing strange screams and
howls
from the forest at night.
Unmute.
And the legend of the Sasquatch runs deep in their First Nations
unmute.
Culture. As CTV's Gord Kerbin
stop
reports,
this for a second.
Some are now wondering.
Yeah, let's start this one again.
Yeah, start the one again. But you know what? They said Alert Bay. Alert Bay is like a 40-minute drive and a 10-minute ferry ride from where I am.
Cool, man. Hey, man, if you were just
Alert Bay crazy, is called Cormorant Island off of the east coast of Vancouver Island, north.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. Nice, man.
Like, this is probably an hour's worth of distance away from me.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Alert Bay. Awesome. All right, let's watch this.
Okay, so let's do this. Strange sound.
A community off northern Vancouver Island is at the center of an eerie mystery. People in Alert Bay say they've been hearing strange screams and howls from the forest at
night. Unmute.
And the legend of the Sasquatch runs deep in their First Nations culture. As CTV's
reports,
some are now wondering
the indigenous people saying it's their
real
legends.
It's an eerie recording captured on a cell phone of something that's making strange howling noises heard throughout Alert Bay.
We heard it once, and I didn't get the recording. And then second time, I got the recording. And that's what was on the back porch. Very eerie.
The audio was recorded just recently on the backside of Cormorant Island. It's been heard by many all over the island.
This summer, I've heard it three times. I've heard it scream three times. But it's been coming here for years.
Whatever's been making the noise is heard primarily at night.
That sounds crazy, man.
That's so scary. Imagine you're camping deep in the woods.
No dog can make that kind of a noise with that volume.
Art Dick hears the vocalizations just outside of his home. He's convinced He believes the creature is real because of several previous encounters, like several years ago on a remote island further south when a tree was thrown at himself and fellow clam diggers.
Pulled the tree right
threw
out of
a
down.
Tree at him.
The branches were still
insane.
On it.
That's crazy.
What?
I don't know anything that can says literally pull a tree with roots and all.
I mean, yeah, I don't mean crazy. You know, like, he's crazy. I mean, it's
out there. You try to go
imagine something
there,
throwing a tree at you
and ripping a tree out of the ground with the roots.
Heard throughout Alert Bay could be dismissed as simply animal noises. You have to keep in mind that Cormorant Island is a location where there is no wildlife. There's no bears, no cougars, not even any deer. And while you can dismiss the noises,
I didn't know that.
There have been plenty of sightings.
One person that's seen it. Her father lives in Alert Bay, and she came up to visit her father. So she went up to the
maybe just on that one island, right?
Yeah, I guess not. They never got there.
She went up to the graveyard.
But you would think that they'd be able to find it on an island,
right?
And
she got out right away.
No kidding.
Unless they can swim.
That's a pretty small island, too, man.
Maybe Big Feet can swim.
That's what I asked earlier. I asked that question earlier.
Yeah, you did.
Can Bigfoot swim has come off.
Yeah, they took off right away. they don't even stay there.
I believe this guy. This kid looks believable.
Yeah, he's legit.
CTV News, a visit to the island by renowned Sasquatch investigator John Bindernagle.
This guy's got a straight face. I can go into our camera. We're like, this guy's for sure.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, Wilk, I want to segue to this. So this is going to be the last video, but before we do the video, let's read a little bit about what we're looking at, because as you can see in this picture, okay, so I'm not going to try to stream this off this. We're going to keep doing videos the way we're doing, but I was thinking we'd read this page. So this is a page from cryptoidlab.com. Seems like a cool website. But anyways, it's about something that happened at Yellowstone National Park. Okay, so one of the major – sorry to keep moving that. But when you look at this picture for a sec, right, see how you notice things that are kind of clearly buffalo in the kind of front bottom left?
Bottom right, I meant to say.
What you're going to see – now see if you see the buffalo that's closest to the bottom right. Yeah. Now if you go straight back from it, you see almost like a Christmas tree looking tree. And if you see to the right of that, there's like an open space. Okay, so when we watch this video later, all the kind of contestedness or everything that people are interested in is what happens in that space.
Okay.
So before we do that, let's talk about this. So this is this popular 2014 sighting here, Wilk. I'll just make this a little bit bigger for you.
Oh, I can see it just fine. And let me just go back to this website. Is this like from a Bigfoot chat on like the dark web or something? Like, where'd you find it? Cryptoid what dot what?
it's a sub page of the New York Times.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just joking.
this is like the first thing I Googled, man. I'm doing this like live on the spot, man.
Yeah,
it's like the first thing that came up.
But it doesn't matter, because it's just giving a little bit of context to footage.
The footage
definitely happened at Yellowstone, because it was all over the news.
Okay.
Right? It was all over everything. You can find, if you just go Yellowstone, Bigfoot, you'll find exactly what we're talking about.
Right.
So, but nice. You're right. You're always right to question sources, everybody. Yeah. And but cryptolab.com seems like a cool one.
Sounds totally legit.
All right, let's go, bud. This is legit, man.
A popular 2014 Bigfoot sighting in Yellowstone National Park is going viral on social media after being reposted by Neil Parks' Paranormally Speaking's YouTube channel. So subscribe to Paranormally Speaking.
Neil Parks.
The original video posted by Mary Greeley News is a 3.5-minute look at four buffalo walking around Old Faithful Geyser in Yellowstone National Park. It's now closing in on 2 million views. The post has no mention of Bigfoot, though unidentified creatures are clearly seen multiple times throughout the video. At the 2:55 mark, four humanoid shapes walk between two trees. One exits from behind the lone tree, as the others must have disappeared directly back where they came from. Bigfoot sighting breakdown. Is it real? Popular YouTube guy broke down.
The guy basically broke it down. So keep going here. Is it a human in a suit?
He first looks at one clear outline of Bigfoot. Thinker Thunker, this blogger, I guess he is.
Thinker Thunker.
That's
I like it.
That's that Thinker Thunker.
Shows that while in the shape of a humanoid, it's hard to take him seriously when his name's Thinker Thunker. Shows that while in the shape of a humanoid, the figure doesn't have the same body ratios as humans. Its arms are roughly as long as its legs, which wouldn't be natural for humans. Something completely bizarre about him is that he has non-human body ratios, he explains. You can easily tell that by looking at his arm, which is almost as long as his leg, whereas your arms are 20% shorter than your legs. That's an interesting stat.
That
is. I did not know that.
No,
he's a thinker thunker.
Yeah, thinker thunker is a friggin' pathetic man.
Yeah.
Another important detail is that someone were to dress up as a humanoid figure and get a close to roaming buffalo, they'd have to be crazy. If the buffaloes decided to attack, these people would have no chance of survival without guns.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they have guns.
Are buffalo typically very aggressive creatures? I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, so this is one thing. This is my big beef with this scenario. It says here the camera pans, meaning like it's on it, and then it goes away, and then it comes back. And it's like, if you ever saw footage like that, why would you ever turn your camera away, right?
Yeah. It's
pretty valid criticism.
Well, maybe they thought one was right beside them. Like, oh my God, I better look over here.
That's a good point.
If they're in your immediate proximity, then definitely don't worry about picture quality.
Yeah.
No, but that's a good point, Mook.
In the middle of the video, there is a camera pan, but the buffalo stay in the same position. Oftentimes, panning cameras or cuts suggest a hoax, but this is simply moving the camera to get a better shot of the buffalo as no time elapses. Okay. From the first time we see the creatures in the background to when they re-enter the video on the right side is only a few seconds. During this time, they cover quite a bit of distance.
So that's one of the things, sorry, man, to stop you, but one of the things that people, I've read a little bit about this today, one of the things people say about this is their covering of distance apparently is non-human, right? Like they moved fast, a huge amount of space, which I didn't necessarily notice, but maybe we'll notice when we watch this together in just a sec.
Okay. Either this is the fastest group of humans in the world running through snow or whatever these cryptids are.
It's the fastest group of the world. It's like busted. Yeah. Yeah, the fastest people in the world.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. I got carried away.
It's all That's good.
Hilarious, like side point, man.
I've got some snowshoes in my garage. I just want to pull out because, you know, you can move pretty quickly on a good set of snowshoes. But, anyways,
Either it's the fastest group of humans in the world running through snow. or some crazy fast. Okay, yeah, the CEO. Here's CGI. Another logical criticism, right?
Thinker Thunker
comes up again.
Thunker thinks it might be. Sorry, Thinker Thunker, you're probably cool, man. We don't mean
that. Yeah, no. I love the name.
We're just in Thinker Thunker. Okay, so
it's corny, is what it is. It's just really corny.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Man, he's a Thinker Thunker, man. He just that means that he goes deep on everything.
Thunk it.
Sorry, guys. People will probably unsubscribe for that comment. Who cares, man? You guys, this is fun as hell. Wilkie, keep going here, buddy.
Thinker Thunker is adamant that this video doesn't contain computer-generated imagery or CGI. It would take far too much time and effort for someone to hoax. Looking at the fourth creature, it is clearly taller than the first three.
Sorry, Will, stop for a second. I love when the criticism is like, that'd be too much work. It's like,
yeah.
And I don't know. That sounds like, I don't know. Who knows, man? Somebody probably could have put a lot of effort into that. The CGI. I was going to actually, you know, when we do the next UFO one, there's this crazy video that I want to share when we're talking. That's a guy showing how easy it is to edit in stuff. And he's like, watch me make my own fake UFO video. And he takes like a normal picture of a cabin and he edits in a UFO and he just shows you him doing it in Photoshop. And like, I don't think he was actually using Photoshop. He was using like an Adobe product.
You should have my brother on for that one, man. He's totally into making film.
We should have your brother on for sure.
Yeah, especially for that one, like he's totally into making film now, right? So that's his full-time gig.
No, I agree, man.
That's amazing.
That's all I want to do with this podcast is just eventually have it like all of the old crew just comes on the podcast.
Yeah, man.
We just talk about interesting stuff. It's like I'm not a Bigfoot expert, but I've been interested in it forever. You know, Wilkie's like interested in just random stuff and everything.
Yeah.
That we're all from the same era, man.
Yeah,
we're from
the golden era, right? It'd be awesome too. Just like three of us, like just shooting the shit, like just talking, you know, like just
yeah,
like,
man.
Just yeah, for sure.
Right from the hip, shooting from the hip. Like
yeah, I think some of it is, you know, when you start teaching, one thing that's kind of interesting is when you start as a teacher, you kind of hide behind your PowerPoint a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it's like you have your presentation and you stay a little bit behind, like. You're really focused on saying your presentation. As you get more confident, you start to go on more rants. You start to like engage more. You start to get less PowerPoint dependent. I think some of that's like my podcast so far. And Wilk's a little more comfortable. I'm still kind of getting comfortable. You can kind of tell in my voice sometimes. But it's like some of it is just practice. And some of it is as you get better at it, you don't need a topic as much as a crutch. But I think right now having like a topic as a touch point is kind of cool. But I don't know, Wilk, what do you think? Sometimes with a third person, I find the interview dynamic works awesome, man.
Yeah, it does work awesome. We could even have more, I think. I think we could have four or five. It's not the streaming quality is great. Like it hasn't skipped at all for me once.
Like when I was on that rant, Yeah, bro. And when if Harrington was here, when I was on that awkward rant there, he could have like hit this and been like,
"My God, are you still talking?" You know,
just like kind of because we gotta have the ability to make fun of each other a little bit.
Hilarious.
Too humble, right? It's either like that one or it's like, oh man, see, I talk. You can be like,
"Oh hell no!"
But usually, I like to tell everybody that.
Balls of steel.
Yeah, just a little soundboard we got going here.
Oh shit.
Okay, you guys ready? Let's do a little bit more on this. I forget why we came into small windows here, but oh, yeah, thinker.
He got us thinking, man.
Fucking love thinker. I love thinker tomorrow for sure.
It is clearly taller than the first three. When scaled up, that would make this humanoid the tallest human being in the world based on height of the first creature existing the tree or exiting the trees.
Oh, Will.
So it's either the fastest, largest human on Earth, or it's something that we don't know about.
We got a timeout. Sorry, guys, listening. But we have a timeout here. Wookie's blowing up here. I just finished subbing to your Tupac, only God can judge me. So I think anytime, Wilkie, you get a shout-out style comment, you should read a poem. What do you think?
Okay, Tekau Nelio, thanks for subscribing, buddy. I appreciate it. Yeah, I really appreciate that. We do a whole bunch of weird stuff on this channel, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it. I'm going to read I'm on Meth Mike, and it's about someone talking to a meth head. I'm on Meth Mike. So I hear you're hooked on the meth. How's that going for you, Mike Meth? My name is Mike Methels, or Mike Meth for short. I'm on meth. Is this the right room? Why do you smoke meth all day in the streets, Meth Mike? My decisions, well, yes, they've not been the best. You'll understand soon, though. Just listen to the rest. Okay, Meth Mike, go on. My life has been so demandingly messed. Dad beat me blue from 2 through 32. Mom slit her wrists when I was 5, and then I found the mess. IQ is 134, and yes, I'm not at my best. I have mental illness. I'm sick, not a pest. Now let me ask you, do you have any meth? No, sorry, Mike. I don't have any meth. That one's called I'm on Meth, Mike. Thanks, Tico Nulio, for subscribing. Now let's get back into Bigfoot. I can hear the crickets now too, James.
Yeah, sorry. You know what? I just subscribed to Thinker Thunker on YouTube. So.
Oh, you did, eh?
Yeah, I just did now.
How many videos? How many videos does he have?
You know, he's got a few on Bigfoot, actually.
Really, yeah?
I just logged out. Hold on. Let me just find him.
Okay. Thinker Thunker has... He's got us subscribing to his channel.
The latest from Thinker Thunker, Russian Bigfoot, part one. Horrifying cracking sound. Bigfoot? Question mark. Bigfoot caught on film at Salt Fork, whatever that is. The Deer, Fox, and Bigfoot, part one. He's got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I take back my anything, man. Thinker Thunker, man. We just were at the
You guys should really look up Thinker Thunker. If we're gonna talk about Bigfoot, this guy looks like an expert. Like everything is about Bigfoot here. This guy's the man.
Thinker Thunker.
Wow. Is Bigfoot snatching children? Kentucky toddler. Wow.
Well, wait a sec. Myers, just one sec, and then I want you to keep going with that. That's a crazy comment because that's exactly what Wilkie just read was the Nave legend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He just said that.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because that what Meyer just said was not in the native context, I don't think. What did you just say?
What I just said was that, hold on a sec, in Kentucky, hold on, let me scroll down and find it again. Toddlers. Is Bigfoot snatching children? This Kentucky toddler. Was found alive though. Crazy. But think about that native thing too. Like if these native cultures are from all different regions and you know they all have kind of the same story. You know, it gives a little bit of validity to the idea of the existence of Bigfoot, would it not?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Multiple sources from different areas that have no contact with each other talking about the same.
Exactly. Talking about the same stuff.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, it's interesting.
Yeah. What are you doing, Mains?
I'm looking up Canadian specific Sasquatch native Canadian legends or stories. Here, Wilk, let's do this right here.
You guys get my sign? Did you guys pick up on the sign?
Yeah, you got to take a whiz.
Yeah, they're right back. All right,
man. Okay, buddy. Perfect,
man. Did you just discount and discredit your – oh, no, you just did the double kick, double with both hands. So that makes no sense to the podcast listeners. He means grab, touch the – we're making baseball steal second reference jokes.
How about taking a piss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How to discreetly say it, even though we talked about it here for about a minute. Hey, look, sorry, man. Again, I was acting like you could see what I'm looking at. Okay. Yep. I want to just wait a sec before you do this. I'm switching the share screen here. So this is called Native American Bigfoot Characters of Myth and Legend. And at a certain point, guys, we're doing this live. So this was one of the first things I saw, but I think,
read this.
I just want to go to this Bigfoot in various tribes here.
Okay. The Bigfoot figure is common to the folklore of most Northwest Native American tribes. Native American Bigfoot legends usually describe the creatures as around 6 to 9 feet tall, very strong, hairy, uncivilized, and often foul-smelling. Usually living in the woods and often foraging at night, Native American Bigfoot creatures are almost always said to be unable to speak human languages, using whistles, grunts, and gestures to communicate with each other. In some stories, male Bigfeet, there we go, it says Bigfeet, are said to be able to mate with human women. Oh, my God, a Bigfoot can mate with a human woman.
I got to say, man, you win that argument. I was saying that it was Bigfoots. No, that doesn't make sense. You said Bigfeet, and I gave you some pushback. You were right. I guess that's the plural, Bigfeet.
That's right.
That makes no sense. It makes total sense, actually.
In some native stories, Bigfoot may have minor supernatural powers, the ability to turn invisible, for example. But they're always considered physical creatures of the forest, not spirits or ghosts. And let's not forget to highlight that it says here, Bigfeet are said to be able to mate with human women. That's crazy.
Okay, stop for that. Stop for a sec there.
Say what?
So... Can you just, Mara just got back with us. Can you just say what you just said? Because that's a crazy, this whole, excuse me, but I wonder if that connects with the abducting children thing. This whole negative interaction with humans is a weird kind of subtopic here, man.
I wonder where the idea that they can have sex with human women and mate with human women came up. I wonder how that legend got started, yeah. You know? Think about that.
Exactly.
Hey, James, we just read an article that said in some was it native cultures? Some various tribes in various tribes consider the Bigfeet,
we're having a Saturday night episode. The cider there made me think that I got caught up on that Bigfeet comment. Well, Meyer Wookie was right. So they're called Bigfeet.
No way.
That's the plural. Yeah.
Oh, I thought like you came up with that name, man. Bigfeet.
Yeah, I was gonna you both laughed, man. But
marketing rights to that—that's hilarious,
he's right, man.
And you see that? You see that? Myra says that in some of the cultures or some of the tribes, it's said that Bigfoot can mate with human women.
Okay, so now see right here where I just highlighted. Can you see the highlighting I'm doing? Okay, that's cool. So this is where you are. So if we ever get lost, because I want you to say that again, because what you're saying there is the negative. And then a little bit later in the paragraph, interestingly, it also says there's also been more positive relationships.
Where? In the Bigfoot myths of some tribes, Sasquatch and his relatives are generally shy and benign figures. They may take things that do not belong to them or even kidnap a human wife.
Okay.
Imagine becoming a human wife. Oh my God.
Sorry, guys. I didn't mean that's not what I meant with something better, but I thought that I just read the benevolent. Doesn't it say, the more benevolent Bigfoot usually appears alone
or in a small family.
So basically, it's like the interactions are negative unless there's isolated incidences of, but then it says here, but Bigfoot legends from other tribes describe them as malevolent, evil creatures who attack people, play dangerous tricks, steal children, eat people.
Jesus.
That's insane.
Right. But look at this list. I wanted to show this, and again, this is just one of the first things I clicked on. I think these are all, because, they said at the top, North American. So these look like all different, Like here's the Stewie tribe, the Alaskan. So it's like they have all these different
accounts.
Yeah, exactly. We said that at the same time. Sasquatch. Yeah. So the Sasquatch is actually the Coast Salish tribe's word.
Wow.
Yeah. Remember, we already said this one too. This Saku. That's the Chinook people's word. Some people call them sticky in Nam. See, like a lot of these are actual in the native language.
Sticky Hama.
Yeah. Hairy man. The Yokas tribe says it as that. The hairy. Well, maybe that's a translation, most likely.
Okay.
But, anyways, it's just interesting, right? Because the words aside, it's interesting that it's all these people have this account. But let's just, sorry, man, for consistency, let's go back and finish this Yellowstone thing, and then I want to show the footage.
Okay.
Sorry, just one sec. I should have had that set up when I said that. Here we go.
You bringing up another screen?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so you're saying looking at the – okay, so we're looking at Thinker Thunker's debate on how this makes sense, right? And he's talking about, is this CGI?
Okay. Looking at the fourth creature, it is clearly taller than the first three. When scaled up, that would make this humanoid the tallest human being in the world based on the height of the first creature.
It's always in the world, right? It's always in the world. It's like
fastest humans in the world.
And the tallest people in the world.
Yeah. I think it makes sense that the tallest people would be the fastest if they were, you know, structurally sound.
Not really, man. Well, height probably helps sprinter speed to a point, right?
Yeah.
So who would be the fastest people in the world? Who would you categorize that as?
I don't know, probably sprinters, right?
Yeah.
But they're not necessarily the fastest snowshoers in the world.
Yeah. So
we're actually talking about the fastest snowshoers in the world.
Imagine
moving as fast as the fastest sprinters in the world with snowshoes. That's not even human, right?
That's impressive.
Yeah, that's good. Good job framing that, though, man. That, because we're not really just talking about you, like the fastest sprinters in the world.
I doubt Usain Bolt's that great at running in the snow. You know?
No, probably not.
But imagine. But
maybe he is. Even, who knows?
No, guys. But it's not even that. It's like Usain Bolt's speed at a snowshoe level.
Yeah, it's insane.
Imagine being able to snowshoe.
I've run in snowshoes before, and it's not easy. It's not easy, man. Yeah, man. It's not easy.
Just to show you guys at home, I'm real. Here's a snow.
Oh, there we go.
Right here.
Nice.
You can't sprint in snowshoes.
You can't. No, it's not easy.
Unless you want to just be wipeout city.
Yeah.
It's like, go try sprinting in snowshoes in
the front of the snowshoe touches. Yeah. Maybe for 5 seconds, but then you're just gassed.
Yeah, man. Okay, so you guys ready to see this footage or what?
Yeah.
I've been
build up
like hyping this forever.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Meyer, you're loving this, eh?
Oh yeah,
you're natural, buddy.
Listen, man, I was like last call, like call up to the big leagues here. Like,
oh yeah,
like no time. This was 3 beers in.
Man, we should talk about the message, because I messaged you. I'm like, because Wilk, I messaged you and you're like, oh, I'm at a golf tournament. I'm like, oh, Wilk, I'm like, Meyer, Wilk might be out tonight for a Bigfoot episode. Would you be in as a sub? And you're like, yeah. And then Wilk messaged me back.
I said, laugh out loud. Is this a joke or are you serious?
That message, I'm basically like, hey, man, are you in for can you replace Wilk on a Bigfoot episode?
this guy's joking. Like, this is a joke for sure.
The story is, he said yes. Yeah,
that's perfect. Here we are, an hour and 10 minutes into it.
Yeah,
podcast. Great.
All right, man. Let's roll this. Let's roll this footage.
So this is Yellowstone Park.
Cheers, Park. Cheers, guys. This is amazing.
Cheers, man.
Cheers. Great talking to both of you.
Yeah, great talking to you too, bro.
This is my dream for the podcast. Not to sound corny, but just to watch, you know, Bigfoot.
Yeah, man. It's good to get together.
The beer, Saturday night, you know, break the quarantine fog, mental shit, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, man. What was I about to do here? Bigfoot at Yellowstone. Okay, so you can see you guys hear me? You can see the buffaloes at the front.
Already. I see people walking in the background.
Yeah, this is like where
four,
we're. Yeah.
At least four. fastest snowshoers on the planet.
No, fastest sprinter speed.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry to be annoying and keep pointing that out, but that's such a difference.
It's so funny. It's so funny. Yeah. They're not moving that fast. Like, are they?
I don't know.
And it's not that fast. It looks. I've seen fast.
They're far away.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Like that.
Okay, well,
you can't come to a conclusion either way. Like, you can't say that's big.
No, I don't know about this.
Yeah, this is sketchy, man. I don't know, Thinker Thunker. I don't know about this one.
Yeah, Thinker Thunker, you're letting me down. We subscribed, man.
I'm gonna have to check out some more of your videos
already.
Those legs look extraordinarily long, though.
Is that the guy just casually walking at Usain Bolt sprint speed? But
it's a very weird walk.
I think it just paused. Oh, it was just the end of the video.
Yeah.
Is it?
But I'm finding I just put Yellowstone Bigfoot, thinking I would find info on it, and it's like a never ending. Sorry, man. What? There's so much stuff about
Yellowstone. I was just saying, is that slowed down?
Yeah, okay. That was not like sprinter speed.
Okay, sorry guys. No. This is also Yellowstone related. Wait, I gotta.
Wilkie, I was expecting like way faster. How about you?
Yeah, me too. I was expecting way faster, but it's so you're so far away. I wish you had more stats of like what's the distance.
About it. I'm gonna try to see if I can find. I know exactly what you're saying. You want like the specs of that video, like how far away were they? What was the height of the trees?
Yeah, because if they can point out through science the actual, you know, the stats of the creature, how big it was, how fast it was actually moving, that might prove to me a little more validity of the film. But until I see that, it's kind of like, oh, that's just some dudes walking by the tree. Like,
here's the thing. If we had conclusive Bigfoot evidence, it would be front page newspaper everywhere, right? Yeah. Like I'm not going to be able to show you. It's like the Mitch Hedberg. You know what? You know, actually, guys, I think that the reality is that Bigfoot is blurry. It's not the photographer's fault. Remember that Mitch Hedberg joke? He's like, awesome. I think that's actually scarier. There's an out of focus monster. That guy's the fucking
hilarious. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay. Oh, here. Okay. Bigfoot and Yellowstone National Park breakdown. I'm just going with this. This is on paranormal/videos.com. So, you know, again, another subdivision of the New York Times.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Not as if the New York Times is anything to brag about. Okay, so paranormal.
You pulling up a video or an article?
Yeah, sorry, guys, for that dead time, but here we go. Or no, sorry, that's not what I meant to do. One sec. Just the other one.
It's all good.
What was that you just pulled up?
A different one. So, okay, should I go back to that actually? Because it's actually interesting. This was when I was looking for a breakdown of the film we just saw. I came across this, which is a breakdown. Oh. Can you guys still hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, I think my thing's froze a little bit. So you guys just have to talk for a sec.
That's okay. We can talk.
Well, can you go? Maybe you could just go to the other one and see if that one doesn't.
Tabs too much. So let's just chill for a sec. It sounds like we can still talk. So the best thing to do in this scenario is just not to slam buttons. But I think that, okay, here, let me just read this, man. I'll just go narrative here because I think the video is probably just froze on us, but with the Digital Academy there. So we'll just keep the audio solid. So from the years 1970 to 1980, sightings were occurring at High Evolution Park Meadows in the Fan Creek drainage. So I guess that's like a basin in Yellowstone. The Mammoth Hot Springs is the nearest town. That's a crazy town name, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the following account was given to Colorado curator T.E.S. Stein during a phone interview with Bob Jackson in 2003. Recently, Jackson gave permission to submit his account to the BRFO. Jackson, also known as Action Jackson. Wait a second. That's incredible. Action Jackson. Is that somebody? Or does that just sound funny?
Yeah.
Is that the name of like a musician?
Action Jackson, man. Yeah. I don't know. But I'm sure he subscribed to Thinker Thunker.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Guys, we might be getting canceled.
Yeah, everything's kind of starting to skip for me. Yeah, it's all frozen now, buddy. Might be a good time to wrap it up. James, can you still hear me?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear, buddy.
Is Mains talking? Mains, are you there?
Mains is frozen. Yo,
you guys
right
still
there?
Hear
he is, there he is.
Oh, man. See, I knew you guys would have faith that I'd get back quick.
Oh, yeah.
I was back in almost immediately, man. I had to just reboot quick.
So okay. I see two of you, Mains, right now.
Yeah, so do I.
Okay, okay.
One is frozen and one is live.
Okay, am I looking straight at you in the one that's right above James?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one that's working. Yeah. The one that's right above me. Is like, okay. Yeah. There you go.
Sweet. We're back, man. We're back. Yeah. Now I just got to refine what I was looking at. Okay. So we're looking for here.
Stats on Yellowstone sighting.
Okay. It's funny that auto fed into my thing. It's like, okay, Yellowstone Bigfoot sighting analysis is what we want.
Are you just Googling this?
Yeah, but I had a cool one. I'm just trying to find what I just had. Oh, here.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, no, that's the same one.
This is why we need Harrington. Hey,
you guys keep chatting, man. Look, it's on you. Tell them a little bit about – read a poem, man. Read a poem.
Want to read some poetry?
Yeah, buddy. Big time.
Do it, man. Do it.
Okay. This one's called I'll Do You Hard. You're my tobacco, my hit of meth. Heroin's needleful. The drug of you is the best. Inhale you deep, inject your dreams. I'm addicted to you and your deadly schemes. I'll do you hard. This one is called The Rippling Drip. Time bends like minds mend, drips rippling. Clothes sewn like hearts grown, papers ripped like we've slipped, drips rippling. This one's called Radio No. Make me believe that you believe me. Call me your window of truth. Look through me as you forget everything. Take all from me for only yourself. Write me a limerick that's tasty. Sing me a heartwarming song. Just please don't ever resist me and turn the radio off. How's it going, Mains?
Good, man. Here we come here.
Okay. You got something for us?
Oh, yeah.
Yellowstone Bigfoot family video breakdown.
Let me make that a little bit more pretty for you here.
The possible Bigfoot video from Yellowstone Park has been a hot topic of debate in and around Bigfoot communities on the web. Some believe the footage shows a family or group of Bigfoot making their way through a snow-covered area in Old Faithful of the National Park. Another video believed to be possibly a Yellowstone Bigfoot family approaching a herd of buffalo was submitted some time ago. The latest Bigfoot sighting and video show what seems to be a large creature walking in what seems to be an extremely quick pace, which I disagree with. That seems to
Wait a sec, man. I think it's a different video, man. I think it referenced that buffalo video as a different one. Latest, because yeah, it says the possibly Yellowstone Bigfoot family approached a herd of buffalo. So just wait a sec, man. In that last video, is that what they were saying? That they're the Bigfoot that we thought looked kind of like the world's fastest skiers were actually chasing the buffalo?
I don't think they were chasing
it. No, I don't think so.
They're walking behind it.
Look what's up there. The latest Bigfoot sighting and video seems – or no, just wait. Another video of what was believed to be a Bigfoot family approaching a herd of buffalo.
That sounds kind of familiar.
Yeah, that's so at least this article. Okay, sorry, man. Do you want to keep going there with this latest?
The latest Bigfoot sighting and video show what seems to be large creatures walking at what seems to be an extremely quick pace through the area. The video was captured by a webcam and offers very little details due to poor quality. Could this be evidence of a Yellowstone Bigfoot family or group? Question mark.
So this is a picture here.
That's pretty brutal.
It's awesome.
I'd say
that could be you and me, Wilkie.
Yeah, no doubt. That is me and you.
We could be holding hands there.
All right, guys. You know what, man? I say let's end this podcast. This has been awesome, and let's just chat for a bit. But because man, this podcast is like almost an hour and a half already. Yeah, okay. It's awesome, man. So let's just cut this off and then just chat and hang out for a bit. Wilk, do you want to say a little goodbye, and then I'll do an outro video, and then we'll say we love you guys. Cheers. Thanks for watching. Myers, now you've done a podcast video.
Amazing. First one. Broke my podcast cherry. So
yeah, are you gonna come back, man? Are you gonna do more?
I'm anytime. Just anytime.
Sweet. Yeah. All right. Well, this is Conscience. You're watching the Digital Academy. Our buddy James and Conscience. Subscribe. Hit that notification bell. We bring you hip hop reactions. We bring you podcasts about mental health. We bring you podcasts about aliens and Bigfoot, apparently. So make sure to subscribe. I'm sure you'll love it. And have a great night. And enjoy this outro video by Mainz, Professor Mainz, up there. Bigfoot, Yeti, Bigfoot, Yeti, Bigfoot.
Awesome.